With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Travel conditions are worsening in parts of mid-America following snow, ice, wind, and bone-chilling temperatures. Forecasts are calling for harsh winter conditions to spread eastward in the next day or so. Due to blizzard conditions in the Midwest, the National Guard troops have been activated to help drivers stuck in the bad weather.
Heavy snow has fallen across parts of Kansas and Missouri. We have reports of already up to 10 inches across parts of Kansas. And over the next 2 days, a pretty big impact from this storm as it spreads eastward. A lot of areas from Kansas to the East Coast are under winter storm warnings. And we do anticipate a pretty broad area of heavy snow, snow total of 6 to 12 inches all the way from Kansas to the East Coast, including the capital of the United States.
Bob Orvec with the National Weather Service. Meanwhile, heavy snow and freezing rain are bringing widespread disruption across Europe, with several major airports suspending flights in Germany and the UK. Several small towns in the north of England have had up to 15 inches of snow. Also at SRNnews.com, a former Israeli ambassador says the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans is a warning of things to come. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowds celebrating New Year's Day in New Orleans. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says that there may be more to come.
My gut feeling tells me this is not a lone wolf operation. This is the person who's coordinated, and I know what the connection is, but they're finding a connection between this attack and the planned attack in Las Vegas.
The former Knesset member said the attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a longstanding concern that came into focus in the years after the September 11th attacks. Bernie Bennett reporting.
FBI says the man responsible for the Islamic terror attack in New Orleans visited the city twice ahead of the attack. This is SRN News. A New Year's resolution for Christians. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Many believers plan to make 2025 the year they read through the whole Bible, most for the first time in their lives. It's a big task, and if you don't get started in January, it gets harder. But there are all kinds of systems out there for doing it. Polls indicate the large numbers of people who self-identify as Christians don't actually know very much about the Scriptures, spending much of their time reading popular religious books or using devotionals exclusively. Pastors say believers who don't know their Bible are much more vulnerable to falling into false teaching. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and given an 11-year sentence. The conviction comes as government authorities intensify their sweeping crackdown on dissent ahead of January's presidential election. The priest joins more than 1,200 political prisoners in Belarus. This is SRN News. NFL is assuring a safe and secure Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. George Williams reports.
The league issued this statement following the deadly New Year's morning attack, saying in part, quote, "The NFL and the local host committee have developed comprehensive security plans, and we're confident attendees will have a safe and enjoyable Super Bowl experience," unquote. The statement added condolences for the victims and for the New Orleans community. Last week's college Sugar Bowl football game at the Superdome was delayed a day due to security concerns as a result of the attacks, which killed 14 people, as well as the perpetrator. George Williams reporting.
Alcoholic beverage companies' stock took a hit Friday following the U.S. Surgeon General's recommendation to add cancer warning labels on alcoholic products. Boston Beer Company, the producer of Angry Orchard and Samuel Adams, saw nearly 4% drop. Jack Daniel's whiskey fell 2.5% in trading value. More details at SRNnews.com.